This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am really happy to have with me today, Miss Julianne. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Patrick. Thanks for having me.
Got it. All right. Well, we have an album feature today for your album, Resilient Child. But before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about you, your first-time guest on the show. So let's hear about your journey into making music for kids.
Okay, well, let's see. I've been a music therapist for the last 10 years, and I specialized in working with kids who have been through pretty traumatic situations and did a lot of work in New Hampshire's foster care system, working with kids who had been through pretty rough situations. And I was a part of the assessment team to help decide how much neurological scarring they had kind of gathered from that trauma and if they might be successful in a foster care system or if they kind of needed to go into a more permanent rehabilitation situation. So that's where a lot of like my experience of making music with kids started. And then I got really sick with Lyme disease, and I couldn't travel around my community anymore because I actually couldn't even drive. I had a brain injury from it, and I decided to kind of shift my expertise, and instead of just making music with these very specific kids around the community, I try to think, how can I make and design music to help kids all around the world, all around the country, who are maybe going through similar situations, or to help them gather the skills they need, so these resilient skills, before a really traumatic situation happens. So I kind of shifted from, you know, kind of local music therapist to how can I use these skills to really have a bigger impact globally, hopefully.
All right. Well, let's attack 2 points here. Number one, bless you for the work that you do. That is incredible and so valuable and really awesome. And obviously, the name of your album is Resilient Child. And I know the songs we're going to talk about today definitely speak to those kind of messages. The second thing is Lyme disease. I've known some people who have had it before and they were just sick for the longest time. And one of them was sick for months before they even diagnosed it as Lyme disease.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a particularly vicious disease. And I hope you have gotten over all the effects of it.
You know, I'm still disabled. Like, there are some permanent effects that I struggle with. But the disease itself, like the infection itself, is gone. So I'm not actively dying anymore, right? It had infected my heart, it infected my brain, and I really was in a bedbound state for a very long time. But I went through this treatment called hyperthermia, where they heated my body to 108 degrees, technically 108.8. And they kept my brain at 107, so I wouldn't fry my brain. But essentially the treatment was to bake off the Lyme bacteria, to induce a high enough fever to kill off the bacteria, and it worked. There's just some permanent, hopefully not permanent, but at least for the past few years, consistent disabling symptoms still.
All right. Well, you sound like a fighter, so you'll get through it, I'm sure. And
I just went through a very long labor. I think I can do anything now.
Yeah, a newborn on top of all of this.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like, I know this is about kids, right? This is all about kids. And a few years ago, I was told by my doctors I would never be able to have kids and it'd be too risky for me and my body to even attempt, if I even could. And here we are with our little miracle child, really, that we never thought we'd be able to have. And we have them, and it's hard. It's really, really hard. I'm practicing all my resilience skills right now. And
Yeah.
feel for every parent now. I like can empathize in a totally different way than I could before.
And just for context for everyone listening, 2 weeks old.
Yeah, 2.5 now. Every day counts. Every night I can make it through that night. I'm just like, we did it. We did another night. My son
We
has
all
a
know the
tough
sleepless
night too.
nights.
So
Yeah.
it makes feeding really quite difficult, and we're working through all of that.
Okay. Well, what an origin story. Way to lead us into to talking about your album. So the name of it is Resilient Child, and I know you kind of touched upon the themes that really inspired it, but what other stories do you have in pulling this album together and thinking of what songs needed to be included, and were there any topics in particular that were just a must that had to be from a message standpoint on this?
So I'm a big research junkie. Like I just love diving into the research. And so I spent this album essentially took 4 years to put together. And a lot of that time was doing research to really try to figure out what skills, what are those core resilience skills that we can teach a child so that when challenge or trauma happens to our children, and it's going to happen, every child is going to experience something shocking and challenging and consider, something considered traumatic at some point in their lives. That's just like a fact we have to face. And, I was just trying to think really hard, like what would be the most important skills that we could teach a child so that before the challenge happens, they have everything they need to kind of start navigating that. So it kind of began there with the research. And I did a lot of this while I was on my medical leave. Like I said, I was stuck in bed. I mean, it was a few years where I was really stuck in bed and not being able to do much, but I could, do some research from bed and I could slowly put together and write some music. So all of this kind of came together when I was in a state where I actually really thought I was dying, right? And this was like one of those. There's a book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, which I highly recommend everyone read. And this is a Holocaust survivor. He's a psychologist who survived the Holocaust. And he made observations throughout his time surviving a concentration camp on what was the difference between those who survived the unsurvivable and those who didn't, those who kind of gave up that will to live and persevere. And one thing he noticed was that meaning, if someone had meaning, a powerful enough meaning, they could find a way to survive the unsurvivable. And so when I got really sick and I was told by my doctors literally to put my affairs in order, I realized I needed a meaning that was so unbelievably powerful. And this album became that, right? I was like, I can't, my heart can't, I can't die yet. I have to finish this album. I have to do something for these kids out there that are struggling. And a lot of them are struggling because of the opioid crisis. And in my area, the opioid crisis is really bad. And so my mission kind of became like to end the opioid crisis by teaching a generation of children all of these skills so that, in a future generation, we can stop these trauma cycles that are fueling the opioid crisis. So that's kind of the state I was in writing this whole album. And so these songs were coming together as I was A, doing research, but then A, B, as I was going through incredibly challenging parts of my own life where I had to use these resilience skills to get through another day. And I had to really, really like hone in and identify them. Like I Am Enough. I Am Enough is one of those songs that I wrote. I was feeling like such a burden on my whole community because I literally couldn't even take care of myself, right? Like my partner, my family, everyone was bringing me to my, billion doctor's appointments and therapy appointments and physical, all of this stuff. And I felt like such a burden, which is a really common feeling for people going through hard times.
Right.
And so I am enough was me finally recognizing that even though I wasn't necessarily considered productive in our capitalistic society's point of view, that I still had purpose and I still had worth and I was worthy of all that love that my friends and family were giving me. So some of these songs came from a research point of view, and then some of these songs also came from me getting through these incredibly challenging, difficult parts of my life and just identifying these skills that I want kids to have before they get to that point.
Yeah. Now it's, again, amazing, amazing story. We have a resilient artist on top of the album, Resilient Child.
You know, I'm so tired right now from this newborn situation. I don't feel very resilient. Really put into the test right now.
No, there's literally nothing I think you can't face now. That's for sure. So I noticed in a couple of the songs that we're going to talk about, you did collaborate with some other artists.
Yeah.
I know one of them, we got Fuch, which is awesome. Anybody else on some of the other songs?
Yeah. So we have Lori Berkner on Who Are the People You Go To? And that's not, I don't think we're going to share that song today, but that is such a nice, simple, easy one, especially with young kids, just for identifying your support systems. Such a good one.
Very cool.
And then Stephanie Level, that's another one that we did a collab.
Wonderful.
She's from Music for Kiddos, who is just absolutely amazing. And she's been such a great mentor for me over the years as well.
Yeah, I've had them both on the show.
Both great.
Wonderful. All right, well, let's talk about your songs. So the first song we're going to spotlight here is called You Supported Me. So tell us a little bit about this one.
Okay, this is one of those songs I woke up with. You know, have you ever, I know some people out there, like we all write songs in different ways, but this is a song, again, I wrote during that really difficult time. And I was trying to help. I think there's a stigma against asking for support and using our support systems. And I grew up in a family, you know, my dad was a Marine and it was very like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, right? That's the kind of mentality I grew up in. And needing help was kind of a sign of weakness. And that's something I really want to push back against. And so this song is all about celebrating support, celebrating our support system, celebrating the people who support us and the ways they can support us, and really making it this fun thing to reduce that stigma around needing support for children. And I woke up with it one morning. It was just one of those songs that just flooded into my brain. And I spent, you know, the hour as soon as I woke up with my guitar working through it and boom, there it was. And I really love this song. I think it's such a fun celebration and dance and engaging song for kids and families to listen to.
All right. Well, we're going to play it now. So everyone get ready. Here it is. You Supported Me by Miss Julianne.
I woke up in the morning and I was feeling alone. I took a breath and called my friend up on the phone. They said, "Hey friend, I know what we can do. Let's go on an adventure, just me and you." So we danced dragons and we ran to the zoo. We swam sharks and we hopped with kangaroos. We raced with lions and we sailed the sea. And I feel so much better now, 'cause you played with me. My dad feeling blue. I said, "Hey dad, I can empathize. I've been there too. You know what? I know what we can do. Let's go on an adventure, just me and you." So we danced with dragons and we ran to the zoo. We swam with sharks and we hopped with kangaroos. We raced with
you're feeling blue, use that coping skill and call a friend or two. And maybe you can support your friend too. There's so much power in what a friendship can do. Yeah, we danced with dragons and we ran to the zoo. We swam with sharks and we hopped with kangaroos. We raced with lions and we sailed the sea. And I feel so much better now 'cause you. We danced with dragons and we ran to the zoo. We swam with sharks and we hopped with kangaroos. We raced with lions and we sailed the sea. And I feel so much better now 'cause you. You supported me. You supported me. You supported me.
And that was You Supported Me. All right, the next song we're going to talk about is called Where Do You Feel Safe? And this was a collaboration with Fuch. So tell us about the song and tell us about working with Fuch.
Okay, so throughout my illness, I ended up developing an anxiety disorder. And I was really struggling with panic attacks and feeling safe within my own body, which is something I think a lot of people can relate to. You know, anxiety is all over the place right now, and especially with our kids getting younger and younger. And I was really contemplating the idea of, you know, our limbic system, our autonomic nervous system. You know, we have our two modes. We kind of have our safe mode, and that is where we grow. That is where we heal. That is where we, it's, you know, our rest and digest mode. That's called our parasympathetic nervous system. And then we have our sympathetic nervous system. And that is our fight or flight or our dissociative mode. That's when we're in a really stressed state. And we need both of those things, right? Like challenge puts us into that stressed state. And we need little stressors in order to grow, but we have to be able to have those stressors and then go back to our parasympathetic, calm nervous system in order to heal and make those incredible brain pathways that challenge then triggered. But if we're stuck in this stress state, and a lot of kids who have experienced pretty extreme trauma can be stuck in this stress state because it's that sympathetic nervous system just keeps getting reactivated and reactivated when little triggers happen. And so how we can fight against that is by identifying safe spaces within our community to go to and to feel safe so that our bodies can calm down and we can go back into our parasympathetic nervous system. Or we can identify a safe mental place, right? So it can be external, but it can also be internal, where we are living in safe memories, safe spaces within our own body, and just trying to feel safe within our own body. So there's kind of two perspectives there. So that was kind of the origin of the song, was trying to help kids start a conversation around where we feel safe internally and externally. And then I have loved Fuch for years, like have just really admired his music. I love his personality and I really wanted to work with him. And I always knew this song. I always heard Fuch's voice singing or kind of like doing the hip hop part of this song. And I wrote that part for him before like we had ever even spoken. I was like, this is going to be Fuch. And if Fuch had said no, this song probably would never have happened because it had to be Fuch in my mind. It was just, this was for Fuch. And so one day I reached out to him and I took him out to breakfast in Harlem and I asked if he would sing the song. So, and he said yes, which was amazing. And that's how that happened. And, you know, he was just going to sing a simple, like that part was going to be pretty simple. It was going to be just him doing one line. But he made it so much more. He added all of these incredible harmonies and parts. And it's just, it's, you know, his part is one of my favorite parts of this whole album, is listening to him sing these lines. And he sings one of the most important lines in this album, which is, we need challenge to grow. We need safety to heal. We need the opportunity to feel what we feel. And that's just like, if we can have one message, you know, there's a few important messages, but that is one of the important ones, is that we need challenge to grow and we need safety to heal. In particular, we need that balance.
I love how you willed this to happen.
I will, this whole album, man. I don't even know.
True. Yeah. Just everything. But yeah, getting this collaboration done is great. Now listen to the song and it's really good.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, we got these amazing kids. We had this kids chorus too from Pittsburgh. I went out to, I have a friend that's this choir director of this incredible kids chorus in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they sing parts in I Am Enough, but then they also sing parts in this song with Fuge. And it was just this incredible collaboration of all these different energies.
Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to play it now. Here it is. Where Do You Feel Safe by Miss Julianne and Fuge.
Where do you feel safe?
Where do you feel safe?
Where is your safe space?
Where is your safe space?
Where does your body feel strong?
Where does your body feel strong?
Where can you sing your own song?
Where can you sing your own song?
What is safe for you may not feel safe for me, but a safe space is made from love and empathy, empathy. Yeah, you know me. What makes the body heal is love and empathy. That's why we need a safe space. So where do you feel safe?
We need challenge to grow, we need safety to heal. We need the opportunity to feel what we feel. I can dance with the dragons, I can sail the seas. Cause I know I have a safe space waiting for me. Yes, I'm full of light and I'm full of grace. When I'm safe in my body and safe in my space, I'm resilient and I am strong. You can knock me down, but I'll just carry on. When the darkness comes, I won't be a bystander. When you need help, I won't be a spectator. I make safe space using love and grace. Cause I am resilient, I know I am safe. Where do you feel safe?
I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. Sing it with me.
I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe.
Where do you feel safe?
Where do you feel safe?
Where is your safe space?
Where is your safe space?
Where does your body feel strong?
Where does your body feel strong?
Where can you sing your own song?
And that was Where Do You Feel Safe? All right, last song we're going to talk about is called I Am Enough. Tell us about this one.
All right, so I touched upon this one briefly in our beginning of the podcast. But again, it came from a place of trying to reduce that feeling of being a burden and to help kids feel worthy of love, but also worthy of food and worthy of air and worthy of good things happening to them. And that's something I know I personally have really struggled with. I have always been such a helper right? And if I was not doing the helping, and if I needed the help, it just felt so uncomfortable and I felt full of so much shame. So this was a song to kind of help counter that. But I want to share a story about the song really quickly that I think is a great example of the power of a kid just being told that they are enough and then hopefully repeating it over and over and over themselves. So there is a little girl that is a family friend, and her grandmother had been listening to the demos of my album with her other grandchildren. She is, you know, to a 4-year-old. And then there was this 10-year-old little girl. And this 10-year-old little girl has been struggling with some mental health stuff going on, and a lot of anxiety and perhaps some depression, which is just so sad to see these little kids go through that. And she asked her grandmother one day what she was most afraid of. And her grandmother said, losing my family, right? Like, that's, I love my family. It's the most important thing to me. Losing my family would be really hard. And the grandmother then asks the 10-year-old girl, okay, well, what are you most afraid of? And the little girl said, I'm worried that I'm not enough. And that just hit so hard, right? Mm-hmm. That concept of like this 10-year-old even thinking about that. Like,
that's a heavy thought to have for a 10-year-old.
Yes. And so this grandmother has all my demos, right? And had listened to my I Am Enough song a million times at this point with a 2 and 4-year-old who just can't get enough of this song. And she was just like, hey, well, you know that the artist, Miss Julian, that you love her other songs. There's this new song coming out called I Am Enough. And here are some of the words. And she just, right, you know, repeated back some of the words from the verses, you know, the idea that, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to ace every test. You don't have to do, you don't have to be the best, you know, all of these things. And you're still worthy of love and you still are enough. She just repeated those concepts back to this little girl. And the little girl just burst into tears because she was just like, those are the words I needed to hear, right? It just sunk in. And the little girl said, I think that song is going to help a lot of people. And I Am Enough was originally not one of the singles I was going to release first. I was going to be releasing Who Are the People You Go To as the first single. But the grandmother told me this story and I immediately was like, okay, well, we need to get the song out as soon as possible, because if just repeating a couple of these ideas from the album were so powerful for this 10-year-old going through something that a lot of 10-year-olds are unfortunately going through, let's get it out as soon as possible so that everyone can hear these messages. And besides just 10-year-olds, I'm getting a lot of feedback from moms and dads who have never heard these words themselves. No one has ever told them they're enough. No one has ever told them that they are worthy of love, even if they're not number one, even, you know, whatever it is, even if they're imperfect, they're still worthy of all of these incredible, really good things in their life. So I think it's been a really empowering song for both children and their parents.
Yeah. No,
and even people without kids.
Yeah. No, I listened to it as well. And again, this one struck me quite a bit. So they were absolutely right. It's a powerful song with a powerful message. So,
yeah. And again, this one's sung mostly by kids. It's 90%.
Yeah.
The kids singing. I'm just kind of singing with them in the chorus, but, this is all sung by middle schoolers and they really nailed it. Yeah. They really felt the power of this song and it was incredible to work with them.
Yep. No, it's excellent. All right, let's play it. Here it is. I Am Enough by Miss Julian.
Put makeup on. I don't have to write the perfect song.
I don't have to be the best.
I don't have to ace every test.
Even if I'm not first, the race is worth running.
Even if I'm the worst, I do it all again.
Cause I know if I try and try,
I win every now and then.
I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And I am worthy.
happy or sad. And I am worthy even when I cry. And I am worthy even when I feel shy. 'Cause I don't have to be super tough.
And that was I Am Enough. So that brings to an end our song features. These were three really great, powerful songs. Let everybody know, where can they find Resilient Child to stream, purchase, download, and how can they find and connect with you?
Yeah, so all the streaming platforms and all the places, just type in Resilient Child or Miss Julianne. But I'm going to sing my name to you guys. I'm going to sing how to spell it, because there is another Miss Julianne out there in the adult film world. And I want to make sure that when you are typing in my name in Google, you spell it correctly. So this is important. Okay, so my name is spelled MissJulianne. And I'm going to do it two more times because we need three times to remember it. Okay. MissJulianne. And then the last time, MissJulianne. That's Miss Julianne. I'm really active on Instagram. I'm also a big food forager, wild food forager. And so at Miss Julianne Music is where I am on. That's all my social media handles. Yeah. So I would say follow along, especially if you are interested in the mental health aspect, the foraging aspect, adventuring with your kids, kind of helping build these resilient children. And I'm also very interested in building a resilient, sustainable planet. So those are a lot of things I talk about in my social media.
Awesome. Well, I can't stress it enough. God bless you for the work that you do. And what an amazing story and journey you have been on. It's very inspirational. Really happy to have you on the show and hear the story myself, but hopefully to have many others hear it too. And, understand what a warrior you are.
Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to hopefully some rest at some point.
With a 2 week old or 2.5 week old.
Will I ever sleep?
In spurts, you'll sleep. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Patrick.